And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'd like to share or discuss strategies to improve your investments and enhance your current or future retirement income. All things financial. And during this month of November, we've been focusing on life insurance, insurance products in general, as having the proper insurance coverage is a key component in your overall financial plan, a protection or guard against the what if, sort of the life jacket or lifeboat scenario. What if circumstances or events try to dampen or take away your financial goals or well-being? So life insurance. And today, I have a guest with us. My associate, Kim Cochran, is here. And Kim is an MGA and owner of Cochran Insurance Services. And Kim has 38 years, that's almost 40, of experience serving in various management positions, now specializing in group insurance, pensions, and buy and sell arrangements. So Kim is here today to talk about health insurance and how to control the cost, something that will be very important to any business owner looking for group insurance. Well, good morning, Kim Cochran.
Good morning, Roger.
How are you?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Welcome to the show. I'm very good. So welcome to the show. So today, we're going to talk about group insurance. So I'm going to play the part, or think of a part, of a small business owner, and I'll be in Burnside or somewhere in HRM listening in this morning. So first off, my question would be, so group plans, what size company do I need to be to qualify for a group plan?
Well, first of all, we can handle just about any size company, but we like to specialize in the 3 to 50. So 3 is a definite minimum to get a plan in force. But that doesn't mean we can't handle if you have 75 employees or 80 employees. We can do that too. It's just that our focus group is 3 to 50.
So certainly a company, if I had 20 employees or under, I'm not too small for you guys to look at.
No, 20 is ideal.
Okay. So I know, as an employer, the benefits to a typical group plan. But tell me again, what are the normal or typical benefits offered in a group plan?
Well, there's 8 main benefits that are offered in a typical group insurance plan. The first benefit would be life insurance for employees.
Okay.
That can be done in several different ways. That can be set up with a 1x their annual income, 2x, 3x. Or they could choose at the start of the contract a flat amount of $25,000 or $50,000.
Okay, so typically, so is some salary, would $75,000 be my salary? Usually 1 or 2x that would be the life insurance policy, the premium.
The average is normally 2x. So in your case, $150,000.
In that case, okay. And you can also do, so spouses and children could be insured as well?
Yes, automatically, if you choose a family benefit, you're going to have dependent life insurance. Dependent life insurance would have a small amount on the spouse and smaller amount on the children. And doesn't matter how many children. It could be 1, it could be 3, it could be 5.
As long as you're working there. They don't have to be working there, of course.
Okay. No.
So what other benefits are there in a group plan?
Well, along with that comes accidental death and dismemberment. So you would be insured for the same amount that you would be for your life benefit.
Okay.
So if we go back to the example that you used, yep, $150,000, then you'd also have $150,000 of accidental death.
Okay.
But there's another word on the end there you noticed is dismemberment.
Yes.
So if you
doesn't sound pleasant.
No, it doesn't sound pleasant, but it covers a wide range of things. If you were to lose a limb, okay, or you were to lose your sight or your hearing, it would pay a percentage of the $150,000 in this case.
And I don't have to have that accident at work.
No, it can be 24/7.
Something could happen to me off work and shouldn't, but it did. Okay, so accidental death, life. A big one I think that people talk about now is critical illness. So that is part of the group plan?
In the last 4 or 5 years, critical illness has really taken off. Now, it can be automatically part of your group plan. Again, that's a benefit that you would choose at the start when, mm-hmm, when you did your quote, took your plan. That's something that's important. It would take a lump sum of, let's say that you have a $25,000 critical illness. You were to have a severe heart attack, or the big one now is the C word, cancer.
Yes.
That would pay that money up front.
So any part of your member of your staff. So I know that's a big one because people, we live longer, but there's more things that can happen. So we have the critical illness, and we have the life and dismemberment, I should say, accidental death. You must have some disability in there.
As far as I'm concerned, long-term disability is one of the most important benefits. You know, I'll give you a small statistic that I read a while back,
yeah,
that 85% of mortgage foreclosures, sounds high, but 85% of mortgage foreclosures are caused by long-term disability.
I'm injured, work, I can't work, and the mortgage payment's due, and I can't make it.
Exactly.
Wow.
The big thing about our LTD is it covers you 24/7. So it's not like your typical workman's compensation program, which is on the job, accident only. It covers you for accident and sickness on or off the job.
Yeah, that is right. Okay, so that's a big one. And then your typical doc, go see your doctor covered, health insurance is covered?
Well, health insurance and dental insurance are the last two big items. Yes. And those are the items that everybody recognizes because it's something that you're going to get everyday use of.
Almost every month you're going somewhere to get something.
Exactly.
And dentist two or three times a year. So those are the six main things. So that we can talk about that. And so that's great. So I'm going to, I think we're going to take a quick break. We've talked about that. We're going to come back and talk about what insurance companies you deal with and what other benefits might be there. So we'll be back right after this commercial break.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income on your financial destination show. We'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So we're speaking with Kim Cochran, who's going to talk about group benefits. We've talked a bit about some of the benefits to a group plan. So now I'll be, a person running a company. So I come to you, Kim, look, and you're going to be looking after me. So you must deal with different insurance companies.
Absolutely. You can't be tied to one company when you're doing the group insurance benefits. So we deal with all major insurance companies.
Okay.
And we can deal with any that if somebody has a preference. But today I want to focus on a company that I've done a lot of work with and talk about a cost-contained benefit that's only offered by Assumption Mutual Life. And it's called a specialty drug program.
So first off, being an owner, the words cost containment, I would like to hear that. Every employer likes to hear that. So I have a good staff, ages from 25 to 60, older ones. The older people work harder. They're never on their phones. They know what it's like to work. I want to take good care of them. Can you elaborate on the cost containment, the new benefits?
Well, one of the biggest problems facing people today with health plans is the high cost of medications. Medications don't seem to go down. They go up, up, and up.
Yeah.
And I recently talked to a lady, and I helped that particular person with this type of plan that's on a biological drug. Now, biologicals can be anywhere to $80,000 to $100,000 a year. An average cost of a biological could be $40,000 a year. When you take a group of 15 or 20 people, that can be more than the total premiums paid for the health benefit. So we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. It would be why some companies may not want to even participate in the group insurance. But so how does this benefit work then? So let's say I have one of my staff, and she has Crohn's or colitis or something like that, and she's high medication cost. We love her at work, love her to death, but medically she's a little expensive. So how does this benefit work for her?
Okay, so again, it's called a specialty drug program. I should just back up a little bit and say that when a company chooses the specialty drug program, mm-hmm. their premiums are automatically priced with that in. So they could be 10 to 15 to 18% lower than a typical average premium just by having that factored into the program.
Really? Okay.
It also helps reduce claims, which are going to help the premiums in the long term. A lot of employers are being priced out of the market. They simply cannot afford to offer it to their employees because the premiums are going up, up, and up, triggered by the cost of some of these drugs.
Well, certainly, because it must be expensive for a company to carry some of these plans. They want to look after their staff, and it's a way to keep loyalty amongst the staff, but it is probably an issue that most employers have. What's the cost of it going to be? And if somebody, one of my working people are a high drug, you know, not drug user, but medication, it probably does drive up their costs. And this benefit will help them that way?
Absolutely. So what's going to happen, I'll try to simplify this the best I can for you. When somebody is prescribed a high-cost medicine, there's a procedure they're going to have to go through with their particular plan.
All right.
So it's called a pre-authorization process. So they're going to get a form. Their doctor's going to fill it out, the reason why they need this drug. Typically, it's on drugs that cost $1,000 or more per month.
Okay.
So with Assumption Life, in the first 3 months, they're going to work directly with that person. The claims company is going to work directly with that person. They'll continue to pay this claim for 3 months to see if they can move that claim to one of the suppliers.
Supplier?
Well, the drug companies themselves.
So if my staff of 20 people and one of my person is a little bit higher, will individually help that one person out with the company that she's getting the drugs from?
Exactly, because after the 3 months, the claim is typically going to be turned down. Therefore, we're going to work with that company. The claims company is going to work directly with that company and that employee to get that claim fully paid.
This seems kind of new or unique, is it not?
It's the only company that's doing this.
Because I've never...
It's new.
I didn't know that existed.
No, it's new this year, and it's a fabulous benefit because it's going to reduce the cost for the employer over the long period. The employee is going to get the medications they require.
That's a big deal. Okay, so we got a lot of questions to cover. So, okay, let's say, so I am an employer, so I want to reach you. First off, how can they reach you to get more? We covered a few outlines today, but I want more details. We've covered a few things, but employers, they want to reach out to you or their group reps to talk more about this. Say, hey, I got to contact this person. How do they reach you? First off, phone and email.
Yeah, so they can reach me at Cochrane Insurance at 902-832-2929. Or they can send me an email at kim.cochran@ns.sympatico.ca.
And what information do you need from them, I guess, your ages of their staff and how many they're looking at?
Yeah, we have a simple data sheet and that we would sit down with the person and go over. They may even have that already if they have an existing plan. We would want a copy of their booklet so that we could go through with it. So it would be best to have a sit down and to go through that stuff.
All right. Well, all right. We're going to have a little bit of time left. We're going to take another quick break and we're back to summarize in just a moment.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back talking about group benefits and Kim Cochran. One last thing about you want to talk about it before I had to go to commercial break.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify one point because it looked like we left it a bit open. So under the specialty drug program, I mentioned that for the first 3 months, the claim would be paid. If all avenues are exhausted to place that claim with the supplier and they turn it down, then the insurance company will pick up the claim.
They'll pick it up anyway.
Yeah, so the person is covered one way or the other.
Great. All right, so they'll need more information. They can contact you. This show will be on my website probably in a couple of weeks before Christmas. So anyone wants to call or check it in again, they can check on my website, which is yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can do so. You can email any questions to roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can reach me at 902-499-5879, and I can also reach out to Kim Cochran on your behalf if you wish. And any other financial questions or topics you'd like to discuss on the show, we're here for you. Any case studies you'd like to talk about, any financial situations. So with that, that's our group benefit program for today. This is Roger Hamilton. Thank you for listening. And until next time, stay safe and stay invested.